It's been a tough week here in the Hoosier State, but we're going to move forward. Because I, as governor, I have the great privilege of serving the greatest people on earth, the people of Indiana. Let me say first and foremost, I was proud to sign the Religious Freedom Restoration Act last week. I believe religious liberty, as President Clinton said when he signed the federal law in 1993, I believe religious liberty is our first freedom. And it is vital to millions of Americans who cherish faith, as I and my family do. But it's also vital to the framework of freedom in our nation. And this legislation was designed to ensure the vitality of religious liberty in the Hoosier State. I believe Hoosiers are entitled to the same protections that have been in place in our federal courts for the last 20 plus years and in the law in 30 other states. But clearly, there's been misunderstanding and confusion and mischaracterization of this law. And I come before you today to say how we're going to address that. We've been working over the last several days, literally around the clock. Been talking with people across the state of Indiana, talking to business leaders, and talking to organizations around the country who have spent time in Indiana and enjoyed the hospitality of the people of Indiana, and we've been listening. But let me say, first and foremost, as I've said to each one of them, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act was about religious liberty, not about discrimination. As I said last week, had this law been about legalizing discrimination, I would have vetoed it. This law does not give anyone a license to discriminate. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act in Indiana does not give anyone the right to deny services to anyone in this state. It is simply a balancing test used by our federal courts and jurisdictions across the country for more than two decades. And let me say on the subject of the bill itself, I don't believe for a minute that it was the intention of the General Assembly to create a license to discriminate or a right to deny services to gays, lesbians, or anyone else in this state. And it certainly wasn't my intent. But I can appreciate that that's become the perception, not just here in Indiana, but all across this country. And we need to confront that, and confront it boldly, in a way that respects the interests of all involved. A personal reflection for a moment, if I can. I abhor discrimination. The way I was raised was, like most Hoosiers, with the golden rule that you should do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And I believe in my heart of hearts that no one should be harassed or mistreated because of who they are, who they love, or what they believe. And I believe every Hoosier shares that conviction. But as I said, we've got a perception problem here because some people have a different view. And we intend to correct that. After much reflection and in consultation with leadership of the General Assembly, I've come to the conclusion that it would be helpful to move legislation this week that makes it clear that this law does not give businesses a right to deny services to anyone. Let me say that again. I think it would be helpful, and I'd like to see on my desk before the end of this week legislation that is added to the Religious Freedom Restoration Act in Indiana that makes it clear that this law does not give businesses a right to deny services to anyone. We want to make it clear that Indiana is open for business. We want to make it clear that Hoosier hospitality is not a slogan, it's our way of life. It's the reason why people come here from around the world and they come back again and again and again. Because Hoosiers are the kindest, most generous, most decent people in the world. Let me say, I believe this is a clarification, but it's also a fix. It's a fix of a bill that, through mischaracterization and confusion, has come to be greatly misunderstood. And I'm determined to address this week and to move forward as a state. And I know we will. Indiana has come under the harsh glare of criticism from around the country. And some of us get paid to be under that harsh glare and that criticism, so we don't complain about it. But the things that have been said about our state have been, at times, deeply offensive to me. And I will continue to use every effort to defend the good and decent people of Indiana. I think it's important that we take this action this week. I've spoken to legislative leaders all the way through the last hour, and we're going to be working to make that happen.